Shkai Chavra, let's do it. So the first question, Be'egeder din ha'pesha asahu pesha ister v'bed derachim. So what are two fundamental ways of understanding this idea? And then after that, we're going to have two nachminas that we apply this bishito. So on the first hand, I'm not sure if that makes sense grammatically, but it's fine, that we see it as amigo, right? Pesha also is the same thing as amigo, but we see it as, in a sense, a super amigo. Why? What's amigo in this case? Dibai shasik, right? Whatever claim you're making, you said you could have been quiet, therefore we should believe you. That's one sfarah to explain a pesha asar. On the other hand, we said maybe it's nothing to do with amigo, but we're all about expressing bilus. What does that mean? So Rebbe likes saying that a person is neman if he created the monster and therefore now controls the monster, right? So since the being making a claim, you create the problem, you are now neman, you have the bilus to quote-unquote solve the issue, and assuming you say something else that reflects back on something you just said beforehand, right? So then the nafkimina, based on this under these two understandings, are one, the inyan pesh asa l'mafreya, and the other, pesh asa l'hotzi, right? So before we get there, just an overarching idea we said, right, we won't be neman, pesh asa l'mafreya, and we know the background, amigo does not work chutz l'beitin, but pesh asa would work. So that could also be, I guess, another napkin if you want to say it, whether or not chutz l'beitin would work, amigo obviously would not, and if you send a pesh asa as amigo, obviously wouldn't work chutz l'beitin. But if you understand as a bialus, maybe Pesha Asa would work chutz l'beitin. But Rebbe wants to focus more on the Pesha Asa, the Mafreya, and the Hotzi. But those that also would be like a fundamental nafkamina between the two things. So what's the first one? So the Mishnah Ksuba says that a woman who says, I would nation ish, but now she's a Gerusha, is Ne'emenes, right? But if there are Edim that she was not an Eshet Ish, then she doesn't have a Pesha Asa. So what's going on over here? How do you explain the Mishnah? So the tour in Gittin quotes Rabbeinu Yonah and says that is davka if she says toch kedei dibor girushani, then she's going to be believed. However, if it's after kedei dibor, she would not, right? She would have to explain why she lied the first time. On the other hand, the tour says no, that you don't need to explain. Rather, because she's adding on to her previous words, she's not uprooting what she said. Therefore, we trust her even after toch kedei dibor. So what's going on over here? So the Kovet Shiurim explains that it depends how you understand Pesha Asa, right? If you understand it as a type of Migo, then you can't say Amigo Lamafreya, right? We can't believe what you said before because obviously what you're saying now is being contradictory. However, it's all about Bilus, that if you create the Isser, you're therefore Naman, even Acher Toke de Dibur, because you're just quote unquote being Mosif to what you said before, right? So the difference would be rather or not you're being Mosif or it's Amigo Lamafreya, and therefore it would be a steer on what you're saying. The second Nafkamina is based on the Mishnah and Baba Metzia. The Mishnah Rabbi Tzia says that one person says, it's Sneach and Metalis, right? One says Kulushili, and the other says Kulushili. We know that you split evenly. On the other hand, let's say one says Kulushili and one says Chetzi Shali. We see the one that says Kulushili gets 3/4, and the one that says Chetzi gets 1/4. And the question is, why is that true? And we explain that because what they're arguing about is on half of the Talis, because they both agree that half belongs to guy A, and see what they're arguing about, you know, the other half, whether or not it should half go to B or half go to A. So seem to only focusing on the other half, and we say yachloku. So if you yachloku a half, obviously it's going to be a fourth to each, and therefore 1/4 can go to guy A, and 3/4 will go to guy B. So Toso comes and says, what about Migo? Why can't the guy who said chetzi sheli believe the Migo that he could have said kulu sheli? Because we know if he said kulu sheli, he would have got even more. So him saying chetzi sheli is obviously a worse claim. So Rivam says that Migul Hotzi lo Arminan, right? If you believe that Shimon would be Motzi from Reuven Chazaka, obviously that would not work. Right? There's examples A versus B, Shimon and Reuven, right? But if you're Shosek, sorry, that's another, it's I'm going to take that out, right? So he has Amigo Dibai Shasik, right? He's Naman, why? Because of Pesha Aser. So Rava agrees that we don't say Migul Hotzi, but Pesha Aser is different because it creates violence. So just taking a step back for a second, what does that mean? So Tosos' assumption is that maybe amigo should work in this case. We say amigo hotzi lo arminan, right? Why does amigo hotzi lo arminan? So that's more a complicated idea. We don't want to take away based on amigo, but lemaisa, depending on if you say it's amigo or pesha asar, that affects different whether or not you can be moti something. So seemingly if you go with the shita that pesha asar is within amigo, then obviously you're not going to be able to be moti someone because we know in general that amigo hotzi does not work. But if you say the pesha asar does not work within amigo, then maybe you will be able to be moti based on a pesha asar. Awesome. Question number two. Im amar machzik mipane zavinta zavni minach v'achar zman achar kamen didi zavni minach ha'im ne'eman l'dasa tosvol da'asa rush. So what's the case? So if the machzik says, I bought it from this guy, who bought it from that guy, And then he later on he says, actually, coming these avnim inach, but you were there seemingly for the sale. So the question is he neman to say that? So Tosfot alamad bet lamad amadays says the only neman if he says coming didi, if that was said initially, right? The Maskil doesn't have edus on the ma'ar seemingly, right? Coming didi is neman of amigo of lo hadashacham olam la adam, right? But if he makes this claim later on, it would be migo l'mafreya because he's seemingly going back on what he said before. He first says that he got it from someone else, and all of a sudden now he's saying, right, kama didi. So therefore, Tosfos would say it would not work if he says it afterwards. The Rosh Hashanah would say, no. If he says the claim of apadi zivin tavi zami minach, and later he says didi zami minach, it wouldn't be a problem, right? Even after tokedei dibor. Because you could say maybe tokedei dibor, the Rosh would say it would work because we're not really going back what you're saying, kind of like just clarifying. But seemingly even after tokedei dibor, it would still work. So the obvious question is, the man after me between the Rosh and Tosfos. So Rebbe wanted to explain that the Rosh holds that it's being mefarish. Right, what he's doing when he's making that second claim, he's explaining his first words. However, Tosfot says, why would he not be Neman? Because it would be Migal Afreya. Because he would say, they're not being Mefarish, rather being Mosif. And obviously, if you're being Mosif, that's going back on what you said before, and therefore they would not work according to Tosfot. Right? So the question is, though, what if you just said, Mipane Zeventa? Right? You didn't say, Mipane Zeventa, Vizavana Minach. You just said, Mipane Zeventa, and that was it. So the Torah quotes this Vedasa Rosh and says, if he had the Stam claim, that he would be Neman to say Kamed Zavani Minach afterwards, even after Tokedei Dibor, right? And the Ksos quotes the Shach and says, if you just said Mipan Zaventa, right, the same Indian we were talking about, adding Zavani Minach isn't just Perish, but it's a Tosefes, right? And therefore it would be Migal Mafreya. So we have the same idea, right? By Planet Zavita Bistam, the Torah would say, Bidasa Rash, it's fine, because seemingly being, again, the whole idea of being Meforesh, as opposed to Ksos quoting the Shach, and this obviously lined up with Tosfot, that it would be Migal Mafreya, because you're adding as opposed to being Mefarish what you said before, right? So the Ksos adds that according to the Torah, right? So how do you read the Gemara then, right? So according to the Ksos, how are you going to read the Gemara? So he says that when we say Kamadi Zavani Minach, is it Nema Migo Minach Zavinta? What does that mean? It's Lav Dafka, right? We said that when we say the Lashon of Migo, it's actually Lav Dafka. The Taina is Nemet Mitzad Atzmo, right? You making that claim would be believed in and of itself, right? And therefore, it's not going to be Migo L'mafreya. So if you want to say that it's not really Pesha Asa and it's really a Migo, we say that really it's Lav Dafka Migo, and therefore it would work in this case, right? So as long as you're not contradicting what you initially said, it's going to be fine. And because we said this is independent Taina as opposed to a contradictory Taina, it would work in this case. And then Sivos, then why not to explain Tosfot? So then why would Tosfot hold it's not a Taina Machmat Atzmo? So Tosfot must hold that Kamed Didi isn't as strong as Minach Zaventa, right? Because seemingly the assumption of the Rosh and also the Ksos was that whether you say Kamed Didi and Minach Zaventa, those claims in of itself would both work. And Tosfot, I would say otherwise. He would say that Kamed Didi is not direct enough. Why? Because Minach Zaventa says, I got it from you. As opposed to Kamed Didi is one step removed. That I got it from this guy, you got it from you, but you obviously were there to experience a sale. But because that is a little more indirect, it's not going to believe in and of itself. As opposed to, obviously, the Rosh and the Ksos would say that it doesn't matter that it's one step removed, it would be believed in and of itself, right? And therefore, that's even the machlokas between Tosfot and the Tzivos on one side, and the Ksos and the Rosh understand, in terms of understanding our Gemara, whether or not you can be Taniyan on its own, or whether or not it's one, too indirect in order to make that tie down. Right there. Whoever Gemara Mem Alf Amid Beish Im Amar Panez Vinta Zavan Minach Veidi Eidim the Darbe Hamocher Chad Yoma Neman. Right. So what's the case? The Gemara explains that if he says that he got it from this guy, and then he brings Eidim that he was there for one day, he's going to be Neman. Right. So Rebbe asked Ten Tudrachim Levar Mao Tafkid Shal Eidus the Darbe Chad Yoma. So what is this Eidus accomplishing, and what's the Nafkamina? So we give two possibilities. On the one hand, we could say that supporting the Machzik by the fact that we're saying got it from the Mocher, right? Right, so there's three people in this case. You have the Machzik, you have the Mocher, and the Morakama. So one understanding is that you're going from point A to point B, right? You're going from the Machzik to the Mocher, that's what it's supporting. On the other hand, maybe you're not trying to prove that the Machzik got it from the Mocher, but rather you want to prove that the Mocher got originally from the Morakama, right? Those are the two different avenues that you can say that the role of the Eidim plays in this case. So the question is, what's obviously a nafkamina and how he fleshes out and see it within the Rishonim. So the first approach is seen in the Ksos. Right? Ksos says that Darbe Chad Yoma established that the Machzik was a Lokeach, and after this we are towing on his behalf that obviously the mocher must have got it. Sorry, the matzik must have got it from the mocher. But the eidim fundamentally, what is it showing? It's showing that the matzik got it from the mocher, right? And therefore, chadiyoma is enough to accomplish this goal to establish the matzik as a lokeach. However, what's the second approach? We said if there are eidim, the darbe chadiyoma by the mocher, that's an umdan and he got it from the morakama, right? And therefore, we'd be torn that he got it obviously from the morakama, and we need eidus for this because the basis of our toin is obviously based on that. Right, Chad Yona is enough because the mocher is a mechanism to allow the maksik to get it. Right, but obviously you don't need gimashad in this case because the Chad Yona is going to create the umdana. And we said that the Ramban talks of this idea. I think we mentioned this Ramban a lot. Right, it's all about the starting point that the edus gives her a glaim the davar. Right, the edus gives her a glaim the davar to the mocher that he obviously got it from the morakama, and he can't be nema with a taina because who's obviously going to believe this taina, right? Because you want to say if it's amigo, it wouldn't be enough. So therefore, your starting point can't be amigo. Rather, your starting point must be edim. And once you have edim, then that gives us regalim adavar to be taninan that he obviously got from the morakama. Because if we think about it, the fact that the mocher was there for one night, what does that prove anything about the morakama? So seemingly, logically, it wouldn't make any sense. So we said in a chinami, that the edis shows that he was there, and we're willing to be taninan that he got it from the morakama. The Rashba says, you need edis, and a taina of the dar, and not a taina of darbe chadiyama, right? What's the svar for this? Why would he say this? So if Chia thought that the middleman really bought the field, someone would have obviously seen it, right? It can't be that he had this whole sale and there's no edim at all. So if you don't have edim, it's obviously a chazaka the opposite way, right? A lack of edus is by definition a reusa, and therefore the taina without edim shows that it wasn't really there darbe chadiyama, and therefore it's gonna be a problem, right? So what are we saying over here? We're going back to, again, what we said before. We're trying to prove whether the mocher was there or whether or not he got it from the morakama. So what we're saying is that, what's the reason why you need edim? The reason why you need edim is because the two ways of looking at it. One is that the edim is allowing you to do something, or by not having edim, it takes it away. So what we just explained is that by the fact you have edim, it allows us to be taninan further. But the Rashba is arguing that you dafka need edim because if you don't have edim, then it's going to be a problem, right? Why would it be a problem? Because mistama, if you had a sale, people would be there. So by the fact that you don't have edim, that's going to be a problem. So again, we're not focusing on the fact that you need edim in order to be taninan that he bought it from Murakama. Rather, we're saying that he needs edim because if he doesn't have edim, then we reyasa and his taina b'chlal. So what's the nafkamina? If the masik has a star mechira from the middleman. Why would there be a nafkamina? So within the first approach, that the whole point of edim is showing that the maksik got it from the mocher, what would we say? So the Ma'arid explains what allows the maksik to win. We said taninan is needed, and the shtar mechir shows that the maksik got it from the mocher, right? It's as if it's an edis. So therefore, if you have a shtar mechir from the middleman, then that should definitely work, because the whole point is we want to prove that the maksik got it from the mocher, right? So if you have a shtar mechir, according to the first approach, that works out very well. However, the second approach, which is quoted by the Ksos in the Das HaRashbam, that Ashtar Mechira does not take the place of Eid in the Darbe Chadiyoma. Why? Because the only thing that will help is an Eid of the Darbe Chadiyoma. Why? Because what's the goal? Right, the goal of the Eid is not to just establish the Maksik, but it's to support that the Mocher got it from the Morakama. So the fact that the Maksik is holding on to Ashtar, that he got it from the middleman, what does that show about the fact that the middleman got it from the Morakama? It has nothing to do with anything. So therefore, him having the Ashtar Mechira would not help him, as opposed to, obviously, the first approach. The whole point of the Edom is to prove that the Maksik got it, and therefore Ashtar Mechira would work in this case. Yivadik. That makes sense? Happens to be these questions are very much, a lot to them. So if I'm not explaining well enough, you can definitely come Seder on Sunday. We can flesh it out a little bit more. But that's Iker Machlokas over here. Okay, right there. Ima machik tzarech davgal v'edis the darbe chadiyoma. Sorry, the darbe hamocher chadiyoma. Odim yachol liton the darbe chadiyoma. Right? Do you need edis or do you need a taina that he lived there for one day? So we have shitas tosot, and then before we show him that we machalak on tosot, and then we're going to come around and try to say tosot. So what does tosot say? So tosot says that a taina should work, right? As opposed to edim, a taina should work. Why? Because he's amigo. He's amigo of la adam la'lohat ashalcha me'olam. And therefore, after the initial statement, Adai B'chad Yoma, we therefore believe him. Right? That's Tosot Chita. Comes the Ritva and says, right, Rav Chiya asks if you have Edim Darbe Chad Yoma, And someone's saying, and it's based on the Bali Tosa, right? Someone has a tie in the Derech HaNiyama, it would not work. Why? Because we said it's Amigo Da'aza, right? Why? How is it Amigo Da'aza? So we explain, that's so going back, a lot of the Rishonim are on the same lane about whether or not it's Amigo Da'aza. So I think we have to take a step back and say, what are the two claims you can make, right? If you're toying the Kamidi Zavni Minach, that by you were in front of the sale, the Migo Di Minach Seventa, both these claims we say are Chutzpedek. Right? Because you claim that he was at the sale or that you bought it from him, seemingly he would know otherwise. Right? So therefore, by you claiming both those things, because they're both ha'aza, we say maybe that would work actually. Because Migo the Aza works if both claims are aza. However, if we say commonly the Darbe Chad Yom of the Migo Minach Zaventa, right, only one of those claims are Migo. Or sorry, are ha'aza. Why is that true? Why is only one of those claims? Because commonly the Darbe Chad Yom of Migo the Minach Zaventa, he can't claim that he wasn't there Chad Yoma. Obviously, the Ma'ar doesn't know anything about that. So therefore, there wouldn't be necessarily Ha'aza. Because the whole point of Ha'aza is that a guy can argue against that claim. But if you're claiming he was there for one day, how can you argue against that claim? You have no idea. So therefore, one half of the Migo would be Ha'aza, and one half of the Ego would not be Ha'aza, and therefore that would be Migo the Ha'aza, and therefore it would not work. So what we're saying, the Ritva is saying, is that this is a case of Migo the Ha'aza. Because half the claim that the Tosa wants to make would not work, and half the claim would work. So therefore, if the Migo Da'aza, then what does Tosu have to rely upon in order to be Taninan? Therefore, you need Edim as opposed to be Taninan. The Rashba said, if the sale took place, people would obviously see it. It's similar to the knowledge that we had before, right? If you can't bring Edim, that's the biggest barrier, so they didn't buy it, right? Therefore, even if there was a Migo, Migo Muk and Edim would not work, right? Therefore, we need Edim and a Taninan would not be enough. Again, this goes back to the idea that it's not that you need something in order to push you forward, rather not having Edis takes away from your Ne'amanus, right? So by not having Edis, that would be a Reusa, and therefore it would not work. Oh, what about Migo? So we say that because we assume that there's people at the sale, if you were to claim a Migo, we say that Migo Makam Edim. Is it actually Edim in front of us right now? No. But if there, none of shock, if there are Edim, then they would come, right? And if there's no Edim, then the sale is Batal Bichlal. So whichever way you go, you're going to have a problem. So either you say there was no Edim there, and therefore you totally, you're not even get the first base, or you say that there were Edim, but if you have Edim, the Migo Makam Edim, then the Migo won't apply. So whatever avenue you go, according to the Rashba, you're going to have a problem. The Ramban, similar to the Ramban we said before, is that Migo won't be enough, because anything less than Edim won't have a Gaim Adavar. Again, it's this whole idea of going from point A to point B, of showing that the Masik got it from the Mocha, and the Mocha got it from the Morakama. So according to the Ramban, your starting point needs to be Edim. You can't start with Tainianan or Amigo. That just won't work, according to the Ramban. So that's why he disagrees with Toso that you can be Tainianan based on Amigo. Rather, Ramban says you can be only Tainianan based on Edim. The last Shita is that of the Ravid and the Toso Rid. So Rebbe didn't put the Ravid because Toso Rid actually quotes the Ravid Katu Sham, but it's the same idea. What's the Svara? What's the reason why he disagrees with Toso? He says, Trei Zile Lo Mazinan, right? What does that mean? What does that mean, Trei Zile Lo Mazalinan? So that, I wasn't sure, so actually I was talking to Rebbe about it. So, it's as follows, right? So we're saying that the two things cannot accomplish the same thing, right? So seemingly the assumption is that if you're using a Migo in a Taninan, that's not going to work, right? Because seemingly if you need two different things in order to make your claim a good claim, it must be that something's fishy going on over here, right? It can't be that you need a Migo and a Taninan in order to prove that you got it. So therefore, fundamentally, if you have Trei Zilei, then we're not willing to say Lo Mezalinan in this case, right? So if you have, so what are the two things? You can't combine the Taninan with Amigo in order to prove that the middle guy got it from the Murakama. That's just too much of a stretch, and we're not willing to say that. So seemingly that's a good Svara, right? So how would we respond to that? How do we respond to that Svara? So Rebbe explained that maybe Tosu Rid can explain the Tosu. How? So we just said that we can't say Trei Zilei Lo Mezalinan. So how would Tozo explain otherwise? He said, think about it fundamentally. Are the two things trying to accomplish the same thing? No. Why? Because again, you have to have the three points. You go from the Machzik to the Mocher, and the Mocher to the Murakama. So in order to get from the Machzik to the Mocher, we're using Amigo, and then to get from the Mocher to the Murakama, then we're using a Taninan. So we're not using those two things in order to accomplish one goal, right? Tosa would admit, if you have to use a Migo and a Taninan just to prove that the Masik got it from the Mocher, ain't Achinami, that would be a problem. But that's not what we're doing. We're using one half, we're using a Migo, and then once you have the Migo, then we're using Taninan. So it's not using two things at one time. Therefore, it's not going to be a problem. So then how would Tosfot Rid respond? And how would the Ravid respond? So Rabbi said that, then you say, Enachinami, that maybe it's not accomplishing the same thing, but because you have to use those two things in the same category, it's not, I shouldn't say category, but in the same case, even though it's two steps of the case, that would still be a problem. That's seemingly the machlokas that's going on between the Tosfot and the Tosfot Rid. Right? That makes sense? Rabbi Shishka, explain again.
What about the other one?
The other Rishonim?
Yeah.
So seemingly, they're not focusing on, because they're, the whole machlokas of Trezi Lomazlinian is only brought by the Tosfot Rid.
No,
that's
saying,
his far against Tosfot.
They're at Tosfot, so that would only work according to those two, not the other Rishonim. That wouldn't give
enough. Enochinam. We're explaining. When Rebbe said explain Tosfot, that's more based on the last Kasha. Because again, you can't really argue on there. Like, for example, for the Ramban, who said you need Edim, but Tosfot would say you just don't need Edim. Meaning, I could go back and explain why how Tosfot would explain each of Rishonim, but I think that some of them are more self-explanatory. Because like, we can do it quickly. Like the Ramban would say Edim, and Tosfot would say you don't need Edim. Like, that would be the machlok between the two. In terms of the Ritva, about Migo da Aza, so Tosfot would say that there's also machlok as Migo da Aza working by Mamo. So whether or not we claim it's a Migo da Aza, that could also be how maybe Tosfot would respond. Right? Either you, because there's two ways of being a Migo da Aza. Right? Either it's the, we said before, you have the two claims that you're making are both Ha'aza, or one claim is Ha'aza, and one is not Ha'aza. So we said that if the two claims are Ha'aza, it would work, even though it's a Migo da Aza, but if one claim is Ha'aza, one is not, then it won't work. However, Tosfot simply says that by Mamon, even if you have one claim Ha'aza, and one not Ha'aza, it would still work by Mamon. So that maybe could be one way that the Tosfot would respond to the Ritva. And in terms of the Rashba, the Rashba is making a big assumption. He's saying that if the sale went down, there must be Eden. But who's to say that's true? Right? Because he's saying Migo Makim Edim. But there's no Edim that are currently with us right now. Right? He's saying that if this still happened, there must be Edim out there. But Tosfot could easily respond, okay, Shkaya. But there's no Edim here right now. So therefore, there's no reason we can't use the Migo. Is that good?
Great.
If you want, I can, everyone back quickly, but I can explain why Tosfot can argue on each of the four things. But I think in terms of the Bechin, I think really why do we focus on the fundamental idea of Trey Zile Lomazalina. Okay. Let's finish off strong. So this is actually, if you guys came, I was talking to Rebbe about this question a little bit. And I'm definitely going to try my best to flesh it out. And then it could be on Sunday, it'll be a little more cloud talk about Rebbe. Because Rebbe asked for a nafkamina. And the reason why he did that was just to make sure we have the machlokas clear. So if we have the machlokas clear, there is no real nafkamina. Just obviously part of the machlokas is arguing about one case. And that is the nafkamina that Rebbe's looking for. That's just the preface of the question. So let's do this question. And what are the two ta'amim to explain the shitas of the Rashbam? So first we have the Drisha. What does the Drisha say? So according to Rashbam, he's telling us that without a chazaka of Gimel Shanim, we would not believe the Migo. Right? If there's no chazaka Gimel Shanim, and the Mach doesn't have a star, he's not believed the Migo. Why is that true? Because we be anan tzahadeh, that it still didn't happen. Because there's no proof, right? If he doesn't have a star or chazaka, then what are we supposed to be basing our taninan for, right? And again, this goes back to a fundamental idea before. If it still happened, then it would be edim. So therefore, say, okay, fine. If he doesn't have a chazaka and he doesn't have a star, maybe we can just apply migo. And we say, no, we can't apply migo either because that would be migo makam edim, right? Meaning, there no, again, we said before, there's no physical edim, but anan tzahadeh, that if the stalemate happened, there would have been Edim. So therefore, according to the Drisha, according to the Rashbam, right, that if you don't have Gimel Shanim, and you don't have a star, you can't apply Migo either, you're kind of stuck all the way around. So therefore, there's two cases, right? You have Kamei Di Zavna Minach, the Migo Di Minach Zavinta, so the Drisha would say that case would not work, right? And also the case of Edim Darbe Chad Yoma, Tanina and the Mocher is Kana from the Morakama, that will not work either, right? So both those cases will not work according to the Drisha. What about the Shach? So the Shach says that the first Taina should work because it's not a Migo B'makam Edim. And what's the reason why? So this is what I want to be Mevar with Rebbe about kind of the Ikar Machlokas, the Nikar Machlokas in the Shach and the Drisha. So if you have this chart, I'm not sure you guys have it. This is the Machlokas in the Drisha and the Shach, right? This is what we need to know. And what I'm trying to clarify a little bit is what the Sfar of the Shach is. Because the Shach agrees that in the case of Edis Darbe Chad Yoma, right, that's going to be Migo B'makam Edim. Right, because he's bringing Eidos that he was there. But we explained before, if you don't have a Chazak Gimel Shanim, and you don't have a star, we can't apply that Migo, because that would be a Migo Makam Eidim. So therefore, it would not work. The Nikur Machlokes is between the case of Kamedidi Zaman Minach. right? Because in that case, it will not be amigo makim eden, right? The question is why. So seemingly, this goes back to the idea of our starting point, right? Because the Ramban says, right, in the last question, that your starting point needs to be eden, and that would be the regalim ledavar. So seemingly, that's the reason why it won't work according to the drisha, because even if you have eden, amigo makim eden, in this case, it will not work. With the shach, which we say that no, you can be taninan based on amigo, and therefore, in that first case of the claim of kamedidi daminach, it would work even though you do not have a chazaka of gimoshanim or a shtar. So I want to be mavar a little bit for the shach. I think it's important that I definitely did not explain it fully, but the ikar machlokes need to know is that in the case of kamedidi daminach, the migo minach sevinta, right? That case is where the machlokes in the shach and the drisha is. I think on Sunday I'll flesh out a little bit more in terms of nikar machlokes really, and the svar is a little bit. But that's the machlokes as of now. And Amir Tashem, have a great Shabbos. Your Chazara, and we'll explain more on Sunday.